at the top of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, we need a little hakdama of the Shock of Attire we're in the middle of. So we had in the Mishnah that a Chavish Nishbara Bagas Wal Yoina.
What page are we on?
We're on the holding at the top of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Chavish Shenishbara Bagas Wal Yoina. The barrel of Truma wine that broke at the top layer of the wine press, Vatachtoina Tameya, and the lower part contains chulin wine that is tame.
We're not starting at the top of the yomid?
We are. I'm just giving the Hakdama. So what's going to happen is that if the Truma wine would flow in, it's going to become tame. And is also going to be mitame the chulin wine, and everything is going to be aser. And the issue is, he can get kalim, but it may take some time to get a torah kli, and by that time almost everything is going to spill out. Or he has readily available tame kalim, and what can he do? So the Mishnah says that Modu Rabbi Elazar for Rabbi Yeshua Shem Yochel Ahatil Men Revias Patira that Yatil. If it's even one Revias he can get out of it, he has to do that, and he has to. If everything else is going to get lost, it's even going to share his chulin. He has to save a Revias. But Vimlav. But if he's not even going to get a Revias, so Rabbi Elazar says then Teirid Vidatami, so that the Truma should be allowed to flow down and should become tame, but he cannot be matame it with his own hands, and then the Gemara and the Mishnah brings another case about shemen, and then the Mishnah says valzuzu am Rabbi Yeshua lozu truma sheni muzur lo tama, that's not truma that I'm muzur not to be matame if by doing nothing, it's going to all go leibud. So there wouldn't be no problem being mitame it. So you would be allowed to save it in tame kelim. And then the Gemara in Daf Pei Beis, the Gemara had a discussion of the Shitas Reb Shimon in Bechiris about being makiz dam of a bechor that is dying. And Reb Shimon holds that you're allowed to. Does Shitas Reb Shimon go with Shitas Reb Yeshua by Truma? And then the Gemara brought another case by Chametz. That Chametz that you're burning anyway, you're burning Truma, you're burning Chulin. So the Gemara says, the Gemara brings that. The Gemara brings that Rabbi Yossi holds that both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon hold that you have to burn them separately, and the Gemara and Rabbi Bun Rabbi Chia asked on Rabbi Zeira that Rabbi Zeira holds that Rabbi Shimon in Bechiris is Moda to Rabbi Yeshua. But we learned in Psachim that Rabbi Yossi holds that Zu Sorfen La'atzma is Zu Sorfen La'atzma, and Farshim say that Rabbi Yossi is also the sheath of Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon holds Zu Sorfen La'atzma is Zu Sorfen La'atzma. So if Rabbi Shimon of Bechiris would also agree with the din of Rabbi Yeshua by Truma, then why does he say in Psachim that Zu Sorfen La'atzma is Zu Sorfen La'atzma? That was the kasha that Rabbi Rabbi Chia had on Rabbi Zeira, who aligned Rabbi Shimon of Bechiris with Rabbi Shimon in Truma. That the case in Psachim is similar to Truma, and we see Rabbi Shimon's machmir by Truma by Psachim in Psachim. So on that's where Rabbi Mana comes in at the top of the Amud, and the Amr Rabbi Mana l'Rabbi Shammai Atun Amrin Yoidi Rabbi Lazar l'Rabbi Yeshua. You're saying that Rabbi Elazar is moded to Rabbi Yeshua. In other words, you're saying that it's a problem that Reb Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua agree about this case in Pesachim. You're saying that would be a problem for what you want to say, that Reb Shimon in Becharis aligns with Reb Shimon by Truma. But the problem is, Vafil Rabbi Yeshua lesley Rabbi Yeshua. Gemara says it a very interesting way. Even Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold to Rabbi Yeshua. One second, why are we coming on to Reb Shimon? There's a stirim neyubay in Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah is Mekel. In Pesachim, he's Machmer. We have to deal with that stira. It's a stira minei ubei. So what are you going to do? What are you going to say about that? So Amar Lei Tanyan Inyun. It's two different versions of what Rabbi Yeshua held. That doesn't bother us. Tamad Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yeshua. That's Rabbi Meir Shem Rabbi Yeshua. Hachar Rabbi Shimon Shem Rabbi Yeshua. So we could handle the fact that there would be a machlokas, that there would be a machlokas. What Rabbi Yeshua holds. That's fine. But the problem is that Reb Shimon seems to say, Rabbi Lazar in Pesachim, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua agree that you have to be sorry for them separately. So if you have to, and he feels that there's no machlokas about that. Well, if he really holds that way, so then how could he be machmir over there? And in Reb Shimon himself, it's a problem that he's being machmir in Pesachim, but he's being Mekel in our Mishnah. If we're going to say that the same kula that he holds of in Becharis, he holds of by our Mishnah. What we want to say is that he's Mekel in Becharis, but he's not Mekel here, like the same way he's not Mekel in Pesachim. And there's something different about the case in Becharis, that there's a special reason to be Mekel over there, and that we'll see on Amud Beis what that Sfarah would be. But that's where the Gemara is holding now. As Gemara says that's what we wanted to say that the case in Pesachim is a question on Reb Zeira. Okay. Taman Tanina. So now we're going to see this mission that we've been talking about. Bechor she'achzu dam. So Bechor has some type of blood clot. It seems. Safilu meis ein makizin loes adam. So even if he's dying, you cannot do hakazas dam. Apparently, they understood that they hakazas dam would had possibility of saving the bechor's life. Even so, you can't. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachamim oimrim yakes. And this, the girsa, the goin, and the girsa that we're going to go with, is ubilvad shelo yasibo mum, as long as you won't make a mum. Now you'll say you have to make some kind of mum if you're going to be makers, but you don't have to make a mum kavod. If you do it gently, if you do it the right way, you could avoid making a mum kavod. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that Chazal or goizer, even to do that, you're not allowed to do, because we're. The problem would be, it's really all an issur d'rabbanan, but the problem really is making a mum kavua, but Chazal were afraid that because Adam Bola al Mamono, because he wants to make sure that it doesn't die, he's not going to be so careful. Technically speaking, if you were only not to make a mum kavua, if you just make a mum over, just a, you know, a little incision that would heal on its own, that would be fine. But that's Rabbi Yehuda's gozer, that Chazal were afraid that he's gonna go overboard. So the Chum say again, the Gersa is ubilvad shelo yasibo mum, as long as he's careful. Vim asibo mum harizelu yishchalav, because Chazal made a low plug that they never allowed you to shecht for a case for a mum that you yourself made, even though here he's doing it better. He's not like somebody just maliciously making, doing a mum to get a heter. He's doing it in a totally permitted way. But they made a loophole that you're never allowed to be shochet on it. Okay, and Reb Shimon Oimer Yakis va'afal pish shayasabomim. Reb Shimon says, no, you could be makers, and you could even make a mum. Now, what this means, make a mum, is the Murray Fulda and others speak out. It does not mean that this Reb Shimon, this sheet over here, agrees you can't be shaychet on it. But you'll save the bechor's life, and if another mum would come, you'd be able to be shaychet on that mum. But Reb Shimon is saying that you're allowed to do akaz, and you're even allowed to make a real mum. So now the Gemara wants to do a very interesting thing and align these three shitas in Becharis with the three shitas of the Reisha of the Mishnah. That we had three shitas in the Reisha of the Mishnah by Tluya, that it has a suffix tuma. Rabbi Lezer says, "Ma'yimunachas b'makom ha'torfa." If it was an exposed area, you should have to secure it. So you have to make sure that it doesn't become any more tummy than it already is or might be. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Yeshua says, you're not muzher anymore from being shomrit. You could place an exposed area. And Rabbi Gamliel says, lo yichadish medavar, just do nothing. Just leave it as is. So the Gemara wants to align those three shitas with the three tanoim in Becharis.
Really?
That's creative. Yes. And the Gemara sees a connection between the two of them. Then both of these cases, the thing is, the item, which is a etzem, something which is kaddish, but it's holeich li'ibud. It's on its way to go li'ibud. And how do you... What type of chiyuv do you have to protect something that is on its way to go li'ibud? So, Rabbi Vo, Rishem, Rabbi Lazar, Asa de Rabbi Yehuda, ke Rabbi Gamliel. So, he says that Rabbi Yehuda, who says that not to do anything for the in the case of Bechor, he goes like Rabbi Gamliel, that just says do nothing, leave it as is. And the Rabbanon, Rabbi Elazar, and the Shita of the Rabbanon go like Rabbi Elazar, who holds that you save the Bechor. You just have to be careful not to make a mum. You protect what you have already. And which is a similar shita which is a similar shita in the Mishnah that Rabbi Lezer says that yani chen b'makom ha'motzna, that you have to preserve what you have. That's what the Chachamim are saying. There is a question on this, is that l'chora that there is a and this is a. So Arichus in note 16, because l'chor, there's a big difference, because the din in the Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer saying you have to preserve it in our Mishnah. In Becharis, he's not saying you have to be Mekes Dam. He's saying you can be Mekes Dam. You have the right to save its life. That's l'chor of the Pashim Shah in the Mishnah. So it doesn't seem to be exactly aligned. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that you're going to have to say that right now, even though it might not be the Pashtus in other places, right now the Gemara understands that the Pshat, the Mishnah Bechoros, is that actually that you have to do it. That the Chacham were saying, you have to be Mekes Dam, just you have to do it in a way where it's not going to make a mum, but then it means it's an imperative. You have to do it.
Because you
have to say it's kachim. You have to say you have to preserve kachim. You can't let it die. And with Reb Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, And Reb Shimon, who says that you're allowed to actually be make his dam and make a mum, that goes like Reb Yeshua, who says that you're allowed to be metamiyat, that you can be metamiyat b'dam. Yes. Yeah. Yes. We'll see something more about that. But yeah. So okay. Okay. V'tani b'shem Reb Shimon yakiz va'afal pishu miskavin loy lasois boy mum va'asya k'Reb Yeshua achroya. And we said b'shem Reb Shimon that you could be makers even though he's miskavin to make a mum, and that goes like the other Reb Yeshua. So we'll see that the first Reb Yeshua that we quoted is actually not to be mitami v'yadayim. Let's see this Mari Fulda, the Tani Reb Shimon Omer Afyakis. So he says b'mokaim she'oisem mum. The chiddush of this brice, of this other sheet of Reb Shimon, is even when he's mechavin to make a mum, the ilu Reb Shimon de masnisin, the Reb Shimon of the Mishnah of the Mishnah Becharis, enu mater ela beloy mechavin lanosai, that he's only mater when he's not mechavin lanosai. Shari enu mater lo achlay amumzeh ela grama avid le dilma yipol bo shuv mumacher. The Reb Shimon of the Mishnah is not being mechavin lanoso because it's not going to help. It's not going to help right now to matter it. It won't matter it. You're going to have to wait for another mum. And that's like Rabbi Yeshua de Chavis Rishoyna. That's like the Rabbi Yeshua of the beginning of the Mishnah, the first of the Reish of the Mishnah, to Asher Latami B'yadayim Sheteru Lazilof, El Agrama Avid Le Ulai Tatami Teru Lazilof. Rabbi Yeshua in the Reish of the Mishnah is just saying that you could put it in a makom torfa, but you can't actually go be a dai and be metamit. You could just expose it to tumma. But the Reb Shimon of the Braisa, Sfir le demutu le shechta al mumzeh, he says you're actually allowed to shecht on this mum. When it's dying, you're allowed to be make his dam, be mechavin to make a mum, and you could shecht on that mum. Hol v'holech libud, being that it's going libud anyway, if you would do nothing, it would be dead. So now you could now you're allowed to be make his dam and then shecht on it. So sharia filu b'miskavin, that aligns with the Rabbi Yeshua of the second case of the Mishnah, where he says you could actually be metame that the wine, the truma wine that's dripping down. He says you could be metame at biyadai. Okay. Rabavo b'shem Reb Shimon ben Lakish, time at the Rabbi Yehuda. So now. Vayter explaining the machlokas and becharis. The reason for Rabbi Yehuda, who says that even when it's dying, you're not allowed to be make his dam to save its life, because the pasuk says loy seichlenu ala aretz tishbechenu kamoyim. So the Torah says, don't eat it. You should spill it on the ground like water. Lo itarti l'chadamo el l'shaifka. So the Torah is talking about the context is the Torah is speaking about a mum of a bechar. So in that case the Torah says that you're not allowed to eat it. You have to spill its blood. So the Rosh Shirlio speaks out, Al Aretz Tishbechenu Kamoyim, Gabi Bechor Bal Mum Ksiv, it's by Bechor Bal Mum, Umash Miyuta, Dichsiv Rak Domoy Loi Sase Boi Dover Kadesha Tochlenu El Loshoivcho, Avalo Lerapos HaBechor, that you can't do anything to eat it except to spill it, but you're not allowed to heal it. In other words, you'd be allowed to spill its blood. In other words, if it develops a mum, you're allowed to shecht it. That you're allowed to do, but you're not allowed to do anything for refuah. So we learn out from this pasuk that the only thing you can do with a bechar is is shecht it when it develops a mum, but there's never going to be any heter to do any operation on it to heal it. That's the shita of that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So then Masav Rababa.
You can't do an amputation to save the baby.
No, can't do it. Masav Rababa Mori Achvi de Rabbi Yosi means he's the brother of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Mar, but he says, but one second, but it says the same thing by Pesulim Mikdashin. Baba Pesulim Mikdashin Ksiv. The same pasuk it says by Pesulim Mikdashin. By Pesulim Mikdashin, it can't possibly mean that. By Pesulim Mikdashin, you wouldn't be allowed to do a surgery on the Pesulim Mikdashin to save its life. That can't be. That's for sure. You're allowed to do that. So how are we going to explain the same? How are we going to explain the same words? But over there, Amrab Chia Baraba Lehechsher Isamrit. There it means something else. By Pesulim Mikdashin, it's talking about the din of hechsher for tumah. Ma mai machshir enough dam machshir. That the Torah is coming to say that dam has the same property as water, that it's able to be machshir, that it's one of the liquids, it's one of the seven liquids, that once it touches something, then it's machshir to be mekabel tumah. Okay, so Rabbi Abba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan u'shnei mikra echad darshu. They both darshan the same pasuk. They darshan it differently. So tamim yia l'ratzon kol mum lo yia boy. So the pasuk says the pasuk says by bringing a regular carbon shlamim that kol mum lo yia boy. So Rab Shimon darash b'shashu l'ratzon eina atarashai liten boy mum. When it's l'ratzon, the ratzon is a part of the description of when you're not allowed to insert a mum. When it's l'ratzon, you're not allowed to put a mum in it. B'shasha ainu l'ratzon at rishai liten bo mum. But if it's not l'ratzon anyway, because it's already a bal mum, it can't be brought as a karbon. So then you're allowed to put a mum in it. It would seem like there wouldn't be any problem, even not for a fuwa, could be. There wouldn't necessarily be any isser. But certainly for this case, Reb Shimon Darshan's from the Pasuk, that there's no problem. The isser of Atalas Mumin is only when it's oil of the Ratzon. The Chachamim Oimrim, Afilu Kulo Mumin, Ein Ata Rishai Litein B'Mum. Because the pasuk says kol mum lo yiyaboy, so we darshan from the kol mum that even if it's full of mumin already, you have an animal that's full of mumin, but still there would be an isser to add a mum. So even this case where it would be for a fua, there would still be an isser. It wouldn't help. Okay, so the Gemara continues that. Rab Chama bar Ukva b'shem Rab Yosi b'Rab Chanina. So Rab Chama bar Ukva said b'shem Rab Yosi b'Rab Chanina, a kli shetoichoi tar v'achorev tamein. You have a kli that the inside is tar, but the outside is tamei. Ein mitame davar memuot afilu lahatzel by davar meruba.
That's the depth of the kli itself.
Yeah. So the inner
the cream of the sandwich cookie is tamei. It's the cookie that's
the kli itself. The kli itself. This is tamei, and this is tar. Now, yeah, that needs a little haftama. How is that possible? The reason it's possible, the Pnei Moshe says, it's a kli that's nipa b'mashkin. Midyaraisa, there's no such thing as a kli becoming tamei b'mashkin. But Chazal were goyzer on it, so the way they showed that it's only the Rabbanan is if the kli becomes tamei b'mashkin, they're only they're only tamei the outside, not the inside.
So you pour it in the cup and it becomes tamei only the outside, or
it touched the outside. I think the case is where it touched the outside.
Yeah.
Well, though it still would midyaraisa, there wouldn't be midyaraisa, there wouldn't be any tumah. I think the case that there were goyzer on was when the mashkin touched the outside. So I believe that's the case. Yeah. So the halakha that we're saying over here is ein mitamim davar b'muat afil lohatzil bo davar meruba. So now you want to save, similar to the case of the Mishnah, you would want to save something from getting just lost, getting ruined. So you're not allowed, and let's say you're coming to save truma, you're not allowed to save a lot of truma, you're going to save a lot of truma because a little bit is going to spill over when you scoop it or whatever, however you use the kli to save it. Some of it is going to hit the outside of the kli, and that little bit that's the afilu lahat that you're not metamin by davar mamuit. Even to save davar maruba, you would have to avoid doing it, and you'd have to let it go liibud rather than be metamin that little bit that's going to hit the outside of the kli. So the Gemara asks, "Vataninan teireid v'tetamei v'al yitamenu biyadav." So we learned in the Mishnah that when you have this kind of case, so Rabbi Lezer says that the truma should be allowed to it should flow down, and don't be mitamei it biyadai, which is mashma. That it's usher to do it directly, but it's mutter to let it happen indirectly. And now we're saying that it's going to be usher even indirectly, because the Gemara's understanding that's indirect. When you're really pouring it onto the kli and then some of it is going to spill over, that's really indirect. Whereas in the Mishnah, it's mashma that even from Rabbi Lezer, is that the isser is only for the isser is only to do it directly, but you'd be allowed to let it be mitame the truma indirectly. So on that the Gemara says Amar Rav Shmuel bar Brachia tipater b'shnei kelim echad toichay tor v'acharav tmeim echad toichay tamei v'acharav tahirin. The memra of Rav Chama bar Okva b'shem Rav Yosef bar Chanina is talking about when a person has a choice. He has two different kalim that he could use.
Kli cheres, right? That's the one that can be tamei inside but not outside.
Correct. That would be teichei tamei
inside can be tamei.
Yeah, that kli cheres midiraisa and even the rabbanon. That's the halach of a kli cheres. It's only tamei migavo doesn't. Its significance is only for the contents, so it's only with tummy on the inside. So that, exactly. So but mahade masnisa. But whereas in our Mishnah, b'kli echad tamei is talking about that's all he has. So in that case, if would only be that the exterior that's tamei, so then he'd be allowed to do it. So the Mishnah's talking about that's the only kli he has, and that would be the chiluk between the Mishnah and the memra of Rav Chama.
Giving it tomorrow night too.
Tomorrow night is, yeah.